sometime last week. Do you remember when we had a little fun presenting the Taylor Swift song, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, in a sea shanty form done by the U.S. Navy, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they are a group that has done past singing. They just thought they'd produce that version, and it's gotten a lot of attention, and we had fun with that. It was a lot of fun. Little did I know, until I saw something online in the Detroit Free Press, that apparently sea shantying has become somewhat of something that people are starting to discover and are doing during this time of pandemic that we're living. And it's become very popular in the last couple of months, especially thanks to an app and TikTok.
Okay.
There is an app that has a duet feature that lets people create a 60-second song and allows others to add their voices.
Oh, okay.
And for whatever reason, people are using this to do their own versions of sea shanty songs and using TikTok, now recording themselves, and you wouldn't believe the explosion that you could find online now and available.
Rather like a modern-day karaoke.
Yes. Here's just a little example of some guys that put together their TikTok video.
Someday the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our
leave. Let's throw this camera angle at you here. You can see how it looks like on TikTok. You got the four faces, because one person started it, and the other four joined in. This is actually a YouTube compilation of about 10 different people who have thrown TikTok videos together that have combined. Pretty good vocalizations there, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, they might come up with a pretty good group here out of all this somewhere down the line.
Let me go back to the beginning of this real quick here. This is about these guys that decided to do it while driving in their car. Do they look like they're not having fun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think they're copying somebody with that.
The car karaoke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it James Corden that made that very popular?
Yes, James Corden.
I mean, that's just hilarious. So, it's apparently the song we're doing.
Yeah, we'll have to bring some of these people in for the next Tall Ships here. They sound like some pretty good sea songs there.
The Wellerman song, I guess it is the one that a lot of people are using. But apparently, it is a person who actually is involved in this on a regular basis. This guy says, times are tough, and if this will help us get through it, just like it helped sailors get through on the tall ships, then so be it. And it said that the sea shanties were used by sailors to diffuse tension and remain sane amid the cruelty of isolation and cramped quarters. Shanties sometimes involve good-natured insults at skippers or the shipping companies that employed them. Now, this is my favorite part, too, because I'm thinking perhaps we could do our own version of a sea shanty. It says, vocal chops are a bonus, but not a necessity. Well, that's right up our sea shantying capabilities, I would think. There are festivals that happen, especially in the East Coast, in Connecticut, in New Hampshire, in Massachusetts, that actually are sea shanty festivals, where people show up and they have competitions with sheet. This has been going on for a while, I guess, but it started to take off now that an app and TikTok are now promoting it as a possibility of something that you can do in this time of pandemic.
So, Pat, are you willing to sing?
I don't think so.
I don't think I am. I think I'll bring Ann in to substitute for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, there you go. Ann's got the best voice. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, of all of us.
Maybe she could lead and we could do the background.
To follow it, eh? Art will chime in in a minute. He's always game to.
That's true. Well, how about this? Ann sings and we do like a spoken word background or something like that.
Spoken word I can handle.
It says here that sea shanties continue to remain very popular, again, as I said, on the East Coast. And also, it says that they have come full circle. People who are discovering them sometimes for the first time and others that had been involved and gotten away are now getting involved again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but who thought? I mean, you know, last week when we discussed the Navy doing sea shanting songs, never in my wildest thinking did I think that a week later we'd find that it's become something that's a popularity. Again, TikTok is where a lot of people are doing the posting, and there's an app you can download to create your own duet versions of sea shanty songs. What people are doing to get through the pandemic.
Well, right. Yeah, it's not hurting anybody.
No, not at all.
Maybe
people look
their
like,
ears, but...
And people look like they're having a great time.
Yes.
Speaking of shanties, my son Tim and his family last weekend, when they went up skiing, it was a bitter cold weekend. Tim took along, rather than crawling in with her ski boots on and everything, crawling into his truck in and out constantly, brought along a ice fishing shanty with a heater in it right behind the truck. So when they wanted to get warm up on the ski hills, they just popped in the shanty and other people thought, hey, that's a cool idea. We see shanties popping up at restaurants. Why not haul them
along? There?
Wherever.
They're not just for ice fishing anymore.
No. Well, you get four people in there fairly comfortably and warm up and then go back out and stand on the long lift lines again.
That's Michigan winter.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.